Good afternoon. We are going to see dry conditions and sunny skies once again for the day today, as high pressure should prevail and briefly build into the region. We are going to see conditions become breezy once again as well this afternoon. Afternoon highs for the day will be slightly below normal, in the low 30s to mid 40s. The high departs overnight tonight as upper energy dies southeast out of Canada. This will bring an increase in clouds but also cooler temperatures, with overnight lows in the low to upper 20s being anticipated. We will see a return to winter weather as an upper trough and a strong cold front dive south through the region on Sunday. As this trough drives south, the pressure gradient will tighten between it, and we could see some very strong wind gusts during the daytime hours. And as a result, a wind advisory may be needed for the later part of the day on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the stage is set for a rather energetic low pressure system to bring multiple forms of hazardous weather across the central portion of the country through the weekend, as a cold upper level low exiting the southwest interacts with a stationary front across the central plains. The stationary front has been the focus for bouts of severe thunderstorms together with locally heavy rain across the central plains to the mid-Mississippi Valley. Meanwhile, the cold upper low is currently spreading higher elevation snows into the Four Corners region of the southwestern U.S. As the upper low edges closer toward the central plains today, snow will become heavier and will continue to expand into the central Rockies later today. The intensifying storm will also ingest additional Gulf moisture and dump more heavy rain across the central plains. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 100 at Rio Grande Village in Texas to a low of negative 12 at Bryce Canyon, Utah. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, sunny and windy with a high near 46. In Boston, sunny and windy with a red flag warning and a high near 46. And in Buffalo, sunny and windy with a high near 35. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 43, while the normal low is 24. The record high of 70 was set back in 1946 and tied in 2012, while the record low of negative 6 was set back in 1885. Today's sunrise was at 6:10 a.m. The sun is set to set at 6 p.m. It's a total of 11 hours and 49 minutes of daylight today. It's an additional 2 minutes and 54 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 30s. Will be windy at points as well, with some wind gusts as high as around 25 miles per hour. For the night tonight, we turn to partly cloudy skies with overnight lows dropping down towards the mid to low 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we do have red flag warnings in effect for southern New England and the Connecticut Valley until 5 o'clock today, bringing the chance for some fire weather due to dry conditions. Elsewhere, we are looking at sunny skies and windy conditions with wind gusts getting as high as around 25 miles per hour. Highs for the day look to reach near the mid-40s. For the night tonight, we stay mostly clear with overnight lows dropping down into the low 30s and upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking sunny today with highs reaching into the low to mid 30s, windy as well with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. For the night tonight, we may see an isolated snow shower or two, otherwise skies will stay partly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down into the low 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon with highs reaching into the low 40s. It will be windy at points, and we do have a red flag warning for Berkshire County. For the night tonight, we turn to partly cloudy skies with overnight lows dropping down into the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon with highs reaching into the upper 30s and low 40s. It will be windy at points with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. For the night tonight, we'll turn to partly cloudy skies with overnight lows dropping down into the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we will see a slight chance for some rain and snow showers early on, and partly sunny skies as highs reach into the upper 30s and low 40s. It will be windy as well as a cold front pushes through the region. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reid Kisselback.